This is The Brief on anti-CGRP treatments for cluster headaches. So, a new 2026 review looks at whether monoclonal antibodies, drugs originally designed to block CGRP, a major pain-signaling protein in migraines, can actually stop the agonizing, severe attacks of cluster headaches. First, we have a massive win for episodic sufferers. At the 4-week mark, specific doses like galcanezumab 300 mg and eptizumab 400 mg reduced attack frequency by at least 50% compared to a placebo. Think of these episodic attacks as a temporary pain storm, where blocking that CGRP messenger at the peripheral level effectively cuts off the supply lines. Second, why doesn't this awesome success apply to everyone? Well, for patients with chronic cluster headaches, none of these treatments perform statistically better than a placebo in randomized controlled trials. It's a real biological mystery, pointing to the idea that chronic headaches might be driven by deeper, central nervous system changes, meaning peripheral CGRP blockers simply can't reach the root of the problem. Finally, we've got to talk about the real-world data trap. There's a major contradiction here, because while real-world retrospective case studies report massive success rates of up to 100% for both episodic and chronic cases, rigorous clinical trials show a much lower success rate and a massive placebo effect. This is a classic case of publication bias. Doctors only publish their miraculous successes, so we must rely on the sobering truth of the controlled trials. Ultimately, while CGRP blockers are a proven game-changer for episodic cluster headaches, the data shows chronic sufferers are unfortunately still waiting for their silver bullet.